From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
John, what are you doing with all that rock?
I'm trying to show dairy producers that feeding a rock-based supplement actually costs money and takes up space in the ration.
John, all you have to do is tell them about Kalmin, C-A-L-M-I-N. It's natural from the sea, and research has shown the magnesium to be 4 times as available as local cheap rock products. And I haven't even talked about its superior buffering or available calcium.
True enough. Ask for Kalmin, C-A-L-M-I-N. And put it in the ration today. Give us a call at 1-866-737-6273. Find us on the web at feedworksusa.com.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
We have a special report today from American Farm Bureau concerning the ag economy.
New estimates from the Department of Agriculture tell us that the farmer's share of the food dollar keeps shrinking. Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says that the number varies slightly by commodity.
The farmers receive less than 6 cents of the industry dollar. 2.5 cents of that is crop farmers, and 3.3 of that is livestock producers. So what that means is, after accounting for production expenses, every dollar that Americans spends on food, 5.8 cents is going back to the farmer.
The USDA uses data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis to come up with the report numbers, considering a variety of factors.
How much of that dollar is put in each commodity? So you can imagine something like eggs, where there's minimal processing and minimal labor involved, might have a higher share of the food dollar. Then we think about something like snack food that has obviously gone through a lot of processing, labor, there's a lot of marketing involved, and so the farmer's share is less in that case.
The Food Dollar Report shows that even when grocery store prices go up, farmers are still price takers and not price makers.
We'll continue to see headwinds in the farm economy despite higher grocery store prices or despite inflation, because the farmer's share of that is so small. And that's because the majority of that money is going to that further processing, food services, storage, marketing, and not directly back to the farm gate.
You can learn more on the Market Intel page at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow.
In our town, we needed to do something about the runoff that polluted our rivers and streams. One thing we did was to plant trees in our yards. You can make a difference in your town, too. For your free Conservation Trees booklet, call the Arbor Day Foundation, toll-free 1-800-932-1433, or write the Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
Our daily pearl of wisdom comes in by letter mail from listener Carolyn Clements, who says that a diet, well, a diet is kind of like a marriage. If you cheat once, you'll probably cheat again. Thank you, Carolyn, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.